Information item number four, geo-listening services. Dr. Sheehan.
Hey. This went viral last year. So we are trying to be very open, honest, in the public about geo-listening. Geo-listening monitors basically public posts done on social media that any tech-savvy person can get a hold of. And we've said this 100 times, if kids turn things to private, geo-listening cannot pick it up. So we will be renewing the contract, and I will turn it over to Dr. King for a little bit more.
Thank you. Again, it's important for everyone to understand that the reason why we are looking at renewing the contract with geo-listening is really to ensure that we are looking out for the safety of our students in a broader sense. The information that is provided from geo-listening gives us insight and kind of a step ahead to really provide interventions and support for students when they most need it and may not go directly to an adult to receive that support. And it has provided opportunities for us to thwart either some pranks that were being planned that may result in damage to property, as well as intervene when students were having a conflict with each other that wouldn't escalate into something much more serious or impactful. What happens, the process is that these are, as Dr. Sheehan mentioned, public posts that are available to anyone who is surfing those sites and programs such as Facebook. And what geo-listening does is they scan those looking for keywords as well as images that may be of concern. Those keywords are generated collaboratively with district administration as well as what's current in the public. If there's a new controlled substance or drug that has a new nickname, that would be added to the keyword list, so that if a student does post something using that nickname, then that alerts us to, is this something we do need to investigate or not, out of a concern for the student. What you have in the information report is a summary of how many reports that geo-listening generated for GUSD last year, and this is a total across all of our middle and high schools. It's important when you read the topics on those that it doesn't mean that it's a direct connection to that violation. Many times we know that our adolescents and teenagers will post something out of an attempt for humor, and it's not a real event, but they're kind of trying out being snarky or, you know, being inappropriate. And so many of these posts were them trying out, you know, being inappropriate and trying to be funny. And once they were looked into by the school site administration, they found that no, there was no basis for a concern. Rather, it was an opportunity for a lesson that these are public, these are permanent, these are out there, and you really do need to watch what you put as your public image, and it's never too early to monitor your own public image. So I wanted to make sure that you saw that, you know, and understood that that chart doesn't mean that those are events. Those are reports that administrators have the opportunity to further investigate. We do feel very strongly in recommending renewing the contract for geo-listening, because while I can't give, you know, specific names or circumstances, this information was incredibly important to us to provide critical interventions in a timely manner for some students who were expressing self-harming behaviors, even on weekends, at night. I was at dinner one night and got a phone call because geo-listening had alerted us to a post that we were able to collaborate with the Glendale Police Department and get support for a student in a very timely manner. So we do feel strongly about recommending the continuation of this contract.
Comments? Questions? Mrs. Walters?
I just want to say, this is information that people are reading.
Right.
And so I feel very, I'm assured in knowing that those that are reading, that we know are reading it now, are those that are very concerned about the welfare of our students. So to direct those posts and to aggregate those posts in a way that we can be helpful to our students is extremely important. We do not provide names to this company. They just from the information that's available on these public posts is how they, so we provide no information, we store no information, so we have no issue with the new legislation that I don't know if it was
Mr. Gatto.
But yeah. There's nothing, this is not an invasion of privacy. This is just public information and using it to make sure that we're well-being. The funniest thing that happened last year was when we were getting all these emails about it. I got an email from one parent and who included her son's name, you know, make sure you're not giving this my son's information. And I went and looked up on Facebook. This kid had 800 friends. And I thought, you actually think that anything that this kid is posting to 800 people is staying, like, private? I mean, it's just... I'm very, very much in favor of doing this because I think it's a very inexpensive price for the extremely valuable information that we're able to glean.
Dr. Petty?
You know, as a parent perspective, safety is number one. I mean, no matter what, you want your kid to be in a safe environment. But unfortunately, the past 10 years, cyberbullying has been increasing a lot, and most parents don't even know what kids write, you know, on Facebook or social media. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I feel very comfortable with it, that I know if, you know, as a parent, I cannot monitor my child's, you know, postings. And I know, because it's been a study done, that whoever, if a person posts something on social media, that means that most of the time it's cry for help mm-hmm. and to get attention. And you know what, if we can save even one child's life, that's money well worth, you know, spent. So, I have one question. Can you tell me how is the process? Let's say, you know, you're listening, you know, tells us that, you know, this is going on. How is the process? How do are the parents informed first? Can you tell me how the process works? Please.
What happens is that GeoListening scans the public posting on the social networks that they have access to for those keywords or images. When their analysts who are dedicated, we have a dedicated analyst for GUSD, when they come across posts that are of a concern, then they send a specific report to the school administrator that is connected to the identified for that school. The administrator then can just review, okay, we have these types of reports. Nah, that one's, someone's being funny. No, that one we do need to look into further. And then and only then do they really go in to get the additional information regarding that post to get the details. We do not, it's not through our servers. It's an email report that they would get every morning. If they don't have any posts that came to a level of concern, they wouldn't get the report that day. So it is literally only when something tags one of those keywords or images that they get a daily report.
So if there is a red flag, let's say, on one student,
So a lot depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we are tagged, okay, and it has anything to do with self-harm, self-hurting, okay, we contact the counselors and we contact the parents, okay, and I want to reiterate, this isn't being used punitively. Now, it does not mean it won't be, okay, but the goal is, okay, this all stemmed from the suicide up at CV. Okay, we were very concerned about that. Okay, it was another proactive way to be involved. okay, when it revolves around a potential weapon, okay, we have involved Glendale PD, okay, we involve the parents, okay, and so it's done very proactively, okay, and so it's not meant to be punitive, okay, however, if we were to get a credible threat, we would follow up on it, okay, with discipline involved.
Again, as a parent, I really thank the district for investing the money in this. It's really important. Thank you.
And there have been many instances that we have shared information with the parents, and they've been stunned by what they don't know.
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Kerkorian.
Yeah, just briefly, in light to what just happened in Russia with them hacking in all of our systems and obtaining all those codes, I know what GEO's watching, also the whole world's watching what's happening with technology now, and what concerns me too is who knows if someone ever hacks into someone's Facebook or site and posts something that they didn't post, and then we go and accuse that person and do something, or actually do things. We ask, but I mean, it's obviously it's a
there
delicate.
There are ways to find out.
Yeah, there is ways to find out, but I found out that I got phone calls. I was in Egypt, and I got mugged in London. It's these things always happen to us. I'm just saying. I know Gio's listening, but the whole world, it's good we're doing it, but I'm all for yay.
I think it is money incredibly well spent when we just look back over the interventions we've had in the last year. Ms. Mahabibian.
Thanks, and I do want to emphasize again that the information, and I'm reading from your report now, to provide timely support and avoid student conflicts, place a student in or avoid situation to place that places a student in a dangerous situation and or attempts at self-harm. So the reason that we began this was for those extreme situations of either harming self, harming another. And I know that there's been concrete examples of avoiding that because of the information that's received. And I do appreciate Dr. Sheehan stressing that it's not about being punitive. It's about avoiding really extreme conflicts or dangerous situations. And that's I'm accurate on that. That's the reason for it. And I do also want to point out in your report that we are in compliance with AB 1442, and we're not collecting or storing data, which is also an important piece to set parents' minds
at ease.
We don't want to be responsible for that.
But we do inform the parents.
Yeah, and you know, again, the bottom line is that this is information that is available on media, on social media, to anyone, right? So, I would like to take the opportunity to say to young people to make your settings private, right? Did I say that correctly? Because you are protecting yourself, your information, etc., by making it private, so that not anyone can access that information. It's helpful to us, but still, if it's private, you are in a more protective situation or environment. Anyways, thank you so much. Appreciate the report.
I'm totally in agreement with continuing to use GEO listening services. The very fact that we were able to intervene and actually save a student in the last year, I don't care how much we spent on it, it was worth it. I do want to reiterate, we do not provide any student information whatsoever to GEO listening. Sometimes the reports that they send to us are in fact not our students, but they try to go by location and mention of school names and that sort of thing. I think it's an incredibly important learning experience for students when we do speak to them about something they've posted, whether it was intended to be funny or something that's serious. More and more we hear that employers are looking online to see what you've done and what you've posted. You might want to think twice about posting that picture of yourself drunk at the party, because an employer down the line may decide that there's another employee who wasn't drunk at the party and we'll take them instead of you. So these are learning opportunities. They are opportunities for us to protect our students. They are learning opportunities for our students. There are opportunities for us to provide the tools and the adequate and professional support when our families and students need intervention. And I will never forget that at her very first meeting, our wonderful student board member, Audria, our Marianne was quick to point out that she thought this was a good thing.